Welcome back to the Jamie McKibben Outdoor Radio Show on this beautiful Michigan, Jackson County, Lenawee County, Hillsdale County, Saturday morning. We are joined by Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey and Tom Knutson. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Good morning, Jamie. Nice to be on with you, pal.
Yeah, hey, and I really appreciate it. I want to start by saying thanks because I know it's a beautiful Saturday and you're a busy guy and probably out on a tractor somewhere.
I'm about ready to do that, yes. But happy to be join you and my very good friend, Tom Knutson, on this call.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Jamie. Good morning, Senator Shirkey. How are you doing?
Fine, sir. Well, given the circumstances, fine.
Let me start out, Mike. I had messaged you a little bit last night. This sort of came out of the blue to me, and I think to Tom as well, at about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, all of a sudden people were making some chatter that Michiganians cannot use a boat with a motor.
I wished I could explain the logic of that action to you and Tom and all your listeners, but I am going to be completely and abundantly clear. I cannot explain nor defend it. And frankly, I think it was misrepresented in her press conference. I think she alluded to a little bit more freedom here. And when we finally got the words to be able to look at it, we've now discovered that our hands are still tied.
Well, a week ago, there was some confusion on if you could, go to a boat launch, and it was clarified. There was clarification, and the clarification was, yes, you can, but you need to be fishing or you need to be boating with people that live in your household. Okay, it was clarified, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then as of yesterday, I listened to the entire press conference on the radio on Thursday at 3 o'clock, heard the whole thing. And you're right. She did allude, Governor Gretchen Whitmer being she, did allude to the fact that we were going to be able to have a little bit more freedom. We were going to be able to boat. We were going to be able to kayak. We were going to be able to canoe. Just keep your social distance and be smart. Look, we all agree that this is an issue. We have to be careful. But I thought there was clarification, too. And I guess the thing that a couple things rub me the wrong way, Mike. One thing is that it kind of got slid in there on Friday afternoon. Am I wrong on that?
No, you're not wrong. The performance of her press conference on Thursday was exactly that, a performance. And then if you noticed all the press releases across the nation, political sites, both TV and written, it was clear to me that there was a bit of a coordinated effort here to make her look maybe vice presidential for that matter. Yes, that was done, I think, snuck in on the weekend and the hope was that people would not see it. But, we're all law-abiding citizens, and so we pay close attention to the words because we don't want to break the law. And when we finally got to the point where we could actually see the words, it was like, oh, goodness, they've changed the game on us again.
And I don't know how you feel about this, Tom, but it just seems to me like somebody's picking and choosing what we can do to recreate. You can get in a kayak, you can get in a canoe, you can get in a sailboat, but you can't take a 6-horse Evinrude motor and a 14-foot boat out to a local lake by yourself or with your kid and fish. Doesn't that seem like somebody's picking and choosing a little bit?
Well, yeah, and it's frustrating, Jamie, just like Mike alluded to. It's very frustrating. Okay, so are we smelling politics here? I think more so than anything, we're smelling politics as opposed to truly stopping the spread of the virus. And that's what this is supposed to be all about. There's no proof that we're spreading the virus by fishing or boats. Especially the clarification when we went to family member only that lives in the household, I think everybody could live with that. One person in a boat, everybody could live with that. But when you go to the point of let's sniff out the real problem, sailboats, kayaks, canoes, all things that don't require a motor, Green New Deal, politics. Let's get real with it. I mean, if you're gonna stop it, you better stop it all as opposed to just partial.
Yeah, do you agree with that, Mike? I mean, it's all or nothing, isn't it?
I completely agree with it, but it's not the only absurdity in this most recent order. I mean, we can all go out and freely buy weed, but we can't buy seeds. It's beyond logic, and I'd like to give our governor the benefit of the doubt because she's under extreme pressure. She really is. But there has to be a team surrounding her that can help see some of the absurdities and some of the messages because it's going to cause us to lose confidence in her leadership, and that would not be good for Michigan either.
Agreed, Mike. I agree with that. I mean, and again, you know, if this would have came out in the first order, mm-hmm. I think you're in a different situation as opposed to a thing that we've already been 2 weeks into, and then we're going to tighten the screws, and that's where I think it gets a little frustrating with everybody, you know, in this situation is okay, why are we tightening the screws even harder now when we're all doing what we're asked to do, and now you're tightening it? And we could see if it was a huge, gigantic, you know, scenario that was, you know, worse than where we were, but, you know, there is obvious indications that, you know, we're not under control by any means, but we're not spreading at the rate we were either. So, right. And that's where it gets a little frustrating. And you're right. You know, I know the gun situation and the ammo situation that happened right after they closed the restaurants and stuff. I mean, it went through the roof. And I was watching that. But I was also watching the seed rack at my hardware store, because that was going to give me the indication if are we in a panic mode or not in a panic mode. And I watched that seed rack in my local hardware store for a week before I even said something to the hardware owner. And I said, have you sold many seeds off of here? He said, I had one guy buy a handful of seeds. So we were fine at that point. So what do you do now? You know, you take away the one thing that I was watching. Now you watch panic buying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there was no need to panic buy. You know, but I do know my daughter's never had a garden before. She's grown a garden this year. So yep. You could see people in their mind were trying to protect their future. You know, whether they grow their own food, whatever it was, and then you take that out of there, and that just, wow, that's just creating more panic, if you ask me.
Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirky, Tom Knutson on with us for the Outdoor Radio Show. And Mike, I really wanted to talk. We go back and forth all the time, and I always say, I got to get you on this show because I know how much you love the outdoors. And sorry, we're kind of doing this today when this is dropping, but just kind of wanted to get your take on what do we do as sportsmen, as citizens of Michigan? What do we do now?
Two things, and it's really important, and I'm glad you asked. Number one, be exceedingly disciplined in following what I call the new big three, and that is being fastidious on hygiene, maintaining social distancing, and when you're out in public, wear masks. We have to demonstrate that the public, the citizens of Michigan, have to demonstrate that we're willing to do that, and we will do that in a disciplined way until we're out of this thing. And that's one action that everybody can own, and it's really, really important. Then the second action is, and this is one that sounds silly maybe, but it's you got to help us send the message to the governor. Every way you can, whether it's email, Facebook postings, telephone calls to her office, and tell her very specifically the frustrations that we are all having, and that we need to start changing direction. We're counting on now is public pressure. And sometime in the future, Jamie, we'll talk a little bit about how Michigan's executive orders really hogtie any legislative opportunities to influence decisions. And that's something else that we'll, when we get out of this pickle we're in, that's something else we should address. But number one, be disciplined about following the big three, hygiene, distancing, and mask. And number two, talk to the governor as many times as you can.
Thanks for taking some time out this morning, Mike. I certainly appreciate it. Tom, anything else for the senator?
No, I just want to thank Mike for all the hard work he's been doing. He's in a heck of a position, and I appreciate everything he's been doing. It's fun to watch from afar to actually know you, Mike, and to know, you know, to watch not just in this situation, but, you know, even before this happened. It's been a pleasure to know that, you know, Jackson County has absolutely positively been represented to the fullest degree, since you've taken that speaker role. And it's just a pleasure to listen to you work the process and know you personally, and know that sometimes underneath your breath, I know what you'd really like to say.
You guys have a great Easter, please.
You
will
well.
Do, Mike. Thank you.
Right. Bye-bye.
There you go. State Senator Mike Shirkey, Senate Majority Leader Mike Shirkey.